Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And forgive me as I sound a bit like a heavy breather because I just went for a really fast run just to fit in some exercise before some of the book shenanigans, which is so much fun, is going on. And when I say so much fun, I mean let me tell you, launching, putting yourself out there, writing a book, I'm realizing comes with all of it in the most beautiful way. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is just the idea that once we get to where we want to go, once we put that thing out, once we have that business, once we have that guy, that friend, that house, that trip, whatever that looks like, that we should just feel good. And I know I talk to you about this a lot, about the one of the biggest disempowering beliefs that I used to hold was that it should feel good all the time, this picture that we paint that's so good. But the only way for things to be good, the only way for you to appreciate the sunshine, is for the darkness and the rain. It's the dichotomy. So how do we move through and really look forward to every single day? Because there's darkness and light in every single day. There's good and there's bad. There's pain and there's happiness. And this is literally every single day of our lives. So we're not just looking for a 10 out of 10 day. Like that's what our aim is. And if we don't get there, it's not a great day. It's like accepting that a great day brings all of those things and that you're going to move quicker through the pain or through the tough stuff or through maybe those thoughts of those relationships that are still hurting that maybe you had to disconnect from, or maybe, you know, you don't get to complete the conversation in those relationships, and really understanding that some relationships are not going to ever feel complete, as in two people completing the circle, but you will have to complete the circle of you. And it's so powerful as I release this book to really know at the end of the day, it's all about the relationship that you have with yourself, because we don't have control over other people's perspectives. We have tools, and that's what this book is all about, is giving you the tools to move into the higher vibration, the better feeling, the stronger relationship quicker. And that's what I want you to feel, just to stop resisting and to start accepting and moving toward your joy faster, because your joy is what elevates the world. Your joy is the calibration that connects everything to you and turns you into a magnet. So today, I just want you to think about, what is the thing that you're holding on to? What's the person? What's the conversation? What's the sentence? What's the feeling that you're holding on to that's blocking you from all of the relationships that you are desiring, from all of the things that you're desiring, because it's draining your energy. So I'm sending you so much love today. I'm actually going right now to go jump in the shower and get ready to go do some stuff for the book, some really fun media stuff. I will keep you posted. You know that this is a play-by-play. If you would ever just continue to post pictures of the book, and please let me know what's resonating, because these are the conversations that I want to have on the road when I go on the book tour. So please tag the book, upload the book maybe to your Instagram or your Facebook. Let me know what's resonating most for you within your life and your relationships, because those are the ones I'm going to carry on the book tour and have conversations about, so that we can all have the collective, have the conversation, release, process, and heal together. So it means the world to me to have that feedback from you. I'm so grateful for you. Sharing for an author is the only way that a book gets out there. So you sharing, tagging, uploading, and I am going to have a really big ask for you guys. If you feel moved at all by this work that I do on this podcast, or by the book, please go rate and review the book on Amazon or Barnes and Noble or any of the places where you purchased the book. That is the only way that other women find the book. So if we really desire, and you want to get in on this mission of 1 million tribes, I absolutely need you, and I need you to step into your calling as a leader, as a tribe leader, and share this with your sisters so that we can all process the collective and heal ourselves and really get this message out to the world. So you are my tribe. I'm calling all tribe right now, and I'm so grateful. It's a very vulnerable time in my life, but you know what? We choose the work that we need the most, and I chose tribe because it's a constant reflection. Let me tell you, there are just mirrors everywhere for me of me just needing to love myself even more. And that's what every relationship is. Even the ones that I'm like, oh my God, I have this relationship. This is so amazing. I'm so grateful. Then it's like, am I worthy of this relationship? Can I offer enough in this relationship? So it is a never ending job. And I'm so grateful for that, because without it, it would be boring and we wouldn't reach the next level of life. We wouldn't have all of these different feelings to really reference and see how great it feels when we get back to the good ones and we get heightened, we expand, we elevate. So let me tell you, I asked for expansion, and it is coming in hot and it's coming in quick, and it's including all of you, and I'm so grateful. So have the most amazing day, and I just pray that you feel the soul of this book and that it impacts your life, because I mean, that's what it's meant to do. I have no more words. They're all in the book. So sending you love today, and until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true deep sense of community, and it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.